Hello, my name is Charles Sterling. I'm actually joining Modest today to actually walk you through why we built Visual Studio Online and some of the technology built into Visual Studio Online. So I'm going to actually kind of kick off and walk through what you're going to look at for the next hour. First of all, an overview of a little bit less of what Visual Studio Online is and much more about why we built Visual Studio Online. Then we're going to take and spend the majority of the time, as you would expect, on cloud-based load testing. And then we're going to actually do a little bit of a sneak preview on a real new technology to the Visual Studio Online of family of features called Application Insights. So why did we build Visual Studio Online? It was kind of a series of driving forces that are coming together and saying that there is a new set of development tools and services that are needed to actually help development teams deliver faster and with less friction. And some of these are the diagnostic tools to give development teams insight, the businesses themselves are changing, and the development processes and architecture. Let's take a look at what I'm talking about those. So when I'm talking about 9 out of 10 the developers are flying blind, what I'm talking about is the age-old problem of it's working at my desk. This isn't a new problem by any means. You know, we've heard it. We've all had the jokes. But, you know, some of you probably actually even have the T-shirt. But now that we're actually in this services and cloud infrastructure, it works at my desk. When you're talking to a client, you don't even know where your application on the globe may be running. And how are you going to go out and debug that when you don't even know it? And I'm actually going to walk you through that with Application Insights. And Modest is going to show you how do you make sure that you have the capacity to build the applications that's needed at that point. So that's the first one, taking some of the age-old problems that are now totally almost to the level of absurdity exaggerated with the cloud and the services architecture that we're looking at in many cases. The second problem space is the fact that business themselves are changing. You know, I've got a pictorial here of us starting with a piece of hardware, some sort of bricks and mortar delivery, and then adding software into it. In the slide that I showed before, it had a picture of a refrigerator where it had a computer screen on it. If you take a look at almost every industry, you'll see that all companies are becoming software companies. And the differentiators are those at the very end that are taking not just in adding software to it, that are doing value add services that are available from any sort of experience, be it a phone, be it a proprietary system, or be it a computer. So those are the ones that are actually raising to the top. And this itself is driving a set of behaviors in the architecture to where we're now actually hosting the application so we can update them much, much faster. And this, in turn, is driving changes in our, well, I don't know if it's a parallel effort or if it's driving or they're related, but it's also causing changes in the development process. When I first joined Microsoft, you know, we were talking about our iterations or our cadence of releases being every 18 months to 2 years, and we felt pretty good about that. When I came back from Australia 2 years ago, we were saying, you know, we want to get on a quarterly update basis. And we were feeling really proud of ourselves about that. We were actually able to take a piece of box software and change the paradigm to get it out every quarter. The team I'm on now, which is Application Insights, we deliver every week. And that's not blazing fast. If you take a look at some of the latest research data, it says that teams who are building established applications do release about 100 times a year. So that's like twice a week. Teams that are actually working on like phone and Windows Store applications are now delivering 200 different sort of updates and deployments a year. And that has flow-on effect itself in that the members of their team, be it over in the left-hand side of like the development or the middle of the test or the far right in the operations, the cost of the tool, the integration of those tools that they use is now literally a factor of two. Now, I'm not saying that these aren't great tools, but if they weren't designed to work together, handing them off to your coworker who works in test and operations just increased 100% from, you know, the iterations and the cadence of yesterday to the kind of deployment timeframes that we're talking about today. And that's one of the primary reasons we were actually going out and having Application Insights is a set of tools that solve all the problems for these personas that were designed to work together. Now, what I wanted to do is actually walk through some of the new features in Visual Studio Online. At this point, I'm going to actually welcome Manas to the microphone. I'm going to hand it over to him for a second. And we're going to spend most of the time of looking at cloud-based load testing, which really does solve a lot of problems for organizations on are they ready to actually build that capacity and performance of their applications to solve their customers' needs. So, Manas.
Thanks, Charles, for introducing everyone with Visual Studio Online. Hello, everyone. I am Manas, Program Manager for Visual Studio Load Testing Team. Thank you all for joining us in today's webinar in Load Testing in Cloud with Visual Studio Online. So, it has been about 8 months since the load testing service went live. We have onboarded a good number of customers and important ones like voter ID registration for US presidential election, for the state of Florida, or NORA tracks Santa website. There have been many Microsoft Teams as well, like Skype, Team Foundation Service, which is now called Visual Studio Online, and Halo, and many other. So before we start with cloud load testing, let me explain a little bit about load testing, so all of us are on the same page before we proceed for cloud load testing. There can be multiple scenarios where the web application, for your mission critical application for your business can utilize the load testing capabilities and figure out the performance bottlenecks of your application much before the customers start hitting them. First one is performance testing. So let's take an example of one of our customers, Xbox.com. One of the common scenarios for Xbox.com is user browses to Xbox.com, visits one of the games. Now the question is, how fast does the web application respond to each of the actions which user is performing on web application? Is it fast? Is the page loading fast or slow? This is performance testing. And it is in context of a single user. How fast does it perform for a single user's actions? Great. Extending the thoughts to the second point. That's load testing. In reality, for Xbox.com, it is not going to be a single user using the application at any moment. There are going to be hundreds of such users taking various kinds of actions on the application. A few might be browsing games, another few might be buying games, and various such scenarios. So all together, we'll be generating the load on application. And let me break down that application to the notion of components or layers. And each of these components or various layers of the application will have various kind of load. So in this realistic situation for my mission critical business application over here, Xbox.com, I would really like to know how fast is the application able to take the load of the real life scenario. And I want to measure that artificially by generating the load on the application much before the users actually hits any of those performance bottlenecks. This is called load testing, and it is for the real life scenarios. Multiple users accessing the application at the same time. Well, now you have done performance testing and load testing and figured out that your mission critical business application is performing fantastic with the current user load. This brings us to the third point, which is stress testing. Suppose I have an inside information. Xbox One is going to have a new release for Halo sometime soon, which we know is going to be definitely a big hit, and many, many users are going to purchase or come to the application on the first day or the first hour of the release itself. To identify how many users can this application of mine can live up to, can take the load off, and does not break. We put excessive stress on the application, apply an excessive load, so that, and measure where does it break out. This is what we call stress testing. Well, now it comes us to the, brings us to the fourth point. The fourth one is capacity planning. This is more of a futuristic scenario. Say you want to onboard 1,000 more customers on your application sometime soon. Do you know how much extra infrastructure are you going to require to support this extra number of users on your application? This is where we plan in advance for the capacity. Great. So we have gone through a few of the important terminologies for load testing. Now let's create performance test and load test and see with the help of Visual Studio Ultimate. So I'm going to share my screen. I have Visual Studio Ultimate 2013 open in front of me. We're going to create a new web performance and a load test project. Simple. Go to the files, new project. I have a nice wizard of new project launch in front of me. We are going to choose web performance and a load test project under Visual C Sharp test tree. Okay. And let's rename this for our great customer, Xbox. Performance. Okay. So we have created this web performance and a load test project, which will help us in identifying the bottlenecks with our application. Okay. So now, thankfully, it has created a empty web performance test or a blank web performance test for us, which is called dot web test. Over here, I can go and click on the red button which reads out add recording. So let's do that. And let's see what does it do. It launches a browser for us. And it wants us to mention the business scenario or the user scenario. So the user is going to the xbox.com. And say this is one of the scenario where the user comes to the home page, and this is the most common scenario for my user. I want to record this scenario and see what's the performance of various HTTP requests which are going to the my application. Also, you'll see that there is a web test recorder over here, which is an add-on in the browser, and all the HTTP requests which are going to various kind of applications, maybe even third party, are getting listed over here. So I stop the recording because my user scenario has been recorded and there are numerous HTTP requests. All of them are listed here. We'll just trim them down to what we want to measure the performance for. Also, you see something green over here, green scroll bar going over here, which is saying detecting dynamic parameters. What is it? Here we have recorded a web performance test for a user scenario. Now, I don't want to record it again when I change the code and want to measure the performance again of the exact same business user scenario. So what do I do is basically I go over there and create certain parameters for my web performance test, each HTTP request which I have recorded, and so that I can play it back again whenever I need. Great. So now I'm going to delete all the third-party HTTP requests over here, make my web test clean so that I can play it back. So let's play this xbox.com/ANUS and see what's the performance of this page. Let me just hide it and make the screen bigger for you. So now you can see that xbox.com/ANUS has been loaded and it is loading dependent requests. So what does it mean? There are like multiple columns listed over here. So there's a total time, request time, etc. So So what is the request time? Is the total time, is the request time is the time it takes for the request to complete. There are also various kind of dependence which gets downloaded, like CSS files or the JavaScript files or various other files. Now, you can see each of their request time to be drilled down and listed over here. Great. So we have seen the, we could measure the performance of our one of the user scenario, and we have recorded a great performance test for it. So let me just rename it for this scenario. So this is Xbox Home. We went to the home page, right? So now I want to customize it more for my business needs or the user scenario. Of course, there is a great ample functionality available to do so. One is you can add a data source where suppose you want to play this web performance test again and again against various kind of users each time. So you can just add a CSV over here or an XML here with the various kind of user credentials and play it back. Also, there you can generate a code, especially for the code lovers. And when you generate the code, it converts into web test into the code form. And now you can add all your functionality, customize according to your needs, so it matches with your business scenario or the user scenario. Great. We have created a web performance test for ourselves or the user. You can create multiple more like this, but for this demo, we'll just constrain to one. Now, you go ahead and create another load test. Why are you creating a load test? So this is one scenario, one user which we are seeing. We want to simulate this behavior with multiple users coming and doing the same or different kind of actions on the application portal generating the load on application. So let's go ahead and in the Solution Explorer, right click on the project and say add load test. It just launches a nice little wizard in front of us, which helps in creating a load test, which can be as close as the realistic load which gets generated on your application. So I'm going to click next, and there are two options over here. How you want to generate the load on your application? The first one is the constant load pattern. Hey, are you going to get a continuous hit of, say, 25 users, 1,000 users, 2,000 users, or you're going to get it in a step load manner. Initially 10 customers on board in the morning, after a certain duration, 10 more, and so on. Maximum, I can see a peak load of 200 customers, say. Of course, for Xbox.com, if it's going to be a hello launch, it's going to be far, far more. But for this demo, let's keep it for 200 users because this is more realistic for my scenario. Okay. And what are the kind of tests which you want to simulate with the help of those virtual users? So each virtual user will be creating a typical scenario or kind of a test or the request which we have added in their Xbox Home. Also, you can add multiple various kind of functional tests over here and distribute their, hey, 80% of them go to Home, 20% directly go to the Halo site, or 20% go to the directly purchasing, and these kind of scenarios over here, you can add them over there. Well, and not all my customers are coming through LAN, they're coming through various kind of networks, LAN, 3G, and all. For now, assume that all of them are coming from 100% LAN. Also, of course, they're all coming from various kind of browsers, so let me just add a few. So let my 90% of my customers actually coming from IE, 10% coming from, say, Chrome. And there are various other options as well. Okay, so this load test duration can be executed and you can mention your duration and all, but let's keep it for 1 minute for now. So our load test is ready. So actually you can go ahead and simulate and execute this load test over here, but let us just see a few of the points back to the slides. Okay, so to execute this load test, now you have for the on-premises, which is existing with Visual Studio right now, you have to set up an infrastructure. You need to set up test controllers and agents and those machines basically which will execute these tests. These tests needs processor, these tests needs memory, these needs this needs this space and etc. And for that we need machines. Also we need some kind of a software which can control what kind of test will be executed, how many times and so on. Now, for that, the infrastructure says that there are test agents and controllers which you can install, and agents will execute this test and controller will control all these agents in the execution. You need to set up this lab, especially when you are going big time for a launch or any of these stress testing activities. You need to set up this infrastructure for which provisioning is complex. Also, if you want to add a few more machines, say you were doing a load testing for 1,000 users. Now, currently you want to do a load stress testing for 10,000 users. You need to add a large number of machines. And it's slow to scale. Also, you did a stress testing once in a year, but you have to maintain it for the rest of the year. So it's costly to maintain as well. And that's why we have a wonderful solution for you. And we have come up with a service with Visual Studio Online, which provides you load testing in cloud. Do not need to bother about any of these setup. Just author your test. Create your web performance test and a load test, how we did right now for your web application, and connect with Visual Studio Online and execute it in the cloud, and you get the on-demand infrastructure performance lab for yourself. So let me switch back to the Visual Studio and show you how actually we can execute the test in cloud. Believe me, it's one of the simplest demo which you would have seen and one of the most important as well. Okay, so what all do I need to do to execute this load test in cloud to get all those resources up in the cloud without actually setting them up? Pretty simple, only two things. I go to the Team Explorer. I'm already a Visual Studio Online customer or a user, and which is of course free to sign up, and we can see it later in the demo. And I connect to my Visual Studio Online account with the help of Team Explorer. So I'm connected, my account name is webloadtest.visualstudio.com, and I connect to my Visual Studio Online account, which was earlier called Team Foundation Service. Well, I'm connected, and now I go to the Project and Solution Explorer and go to the test settings. When I go to the test settings, I find two options of how to execute this test, which is called test run location. The first one says run test using local computer or a test controller. That means set up all that on-premises lab, performance lab for me to execute that load test for my application. The second one is run test using Visual Studio, which is currently says Team Foundation Service, which is now renamed to Visual Studio Online. And I click on that and say apply. That's it. I'm all set to execute my test in cloud, just with the help of two beautiful, simple settings. So I started executing the test in the cloud. You can see, let me just increase the width of the screen. That's initializing. The load test is initializing. What is it doing? It's uploading the load test up in the cloud for me. And it's validating if all the properties are set right or no before it goes ahead and actually allocates agents for us. So the position is in QS1. And if you observe, I'm getting a continuous live feed of various status messages of what exactly is happening with my load run. So this load run says that I have got one agent core for my load test to be executed. And now, while the position is in queue, and it will just quickly give us the load test, it has gone into the acquiring resources. So it's acquiring agents for us, it's acquiring results DB for us. So it's just going to take a second. And now, quickly you'll be able to see the beautiful graphs. and which will show you various kind of counters coming over here, and where you will be able to analyze your results. Also, during the test execution, if there are any test errors, they'll be listed over here, so that you can dig deeper and identify the issues if there has been any issue with any of your web performance test execution or unit test execution, which is contained in the load test. So the load test is in progress. You saw that how quickly it provided you the machines and the entire infrastructure by just saying hit run. So now the performance counters and the throughput counters for my load run has started appearing. So over here, so let's see what are these performance counters. Few of the very important or the key metrics to analyze how your load test execution is going on. Counters are average test time, page time, response time, and the user load. Here, what are these? User load is, of course, how much user virtual user load I'm generating on my application. Maybe 100, 200. We were doing a step load pattern, if you see. So let me just remove the rest of the things from screen. So this was a step load pattern. Every few seconds, extra user load gets generated to my application. Now I see what is the response time. So each virtual user is executing a set of tests which has HTTP request, if you had observed. So it's the container looks like this. There is a load test. Inside that, there is a web performance test. In each web performance test, if you remember, there was a page called xbox.com/enus for our scenario. In each of this, there were multiple HTTP requests which were we were sending to the server. Each of them have certain response time, these requests, and that is why we calculate average response time and present it in front of the user so that it can see and hey, is there a big increase, a spike in response time just with the user load or no? Similarly, there is a page time. So there was only one page in our web performance test, but there can be multiple such like this. Also, there is an average test time here, how much time each of the test execution is taking. Well, the test run has almost completed. The bar which we are seeing, the blue bar of the progress has gone, and the run was in collecting result state. That is the final state. And then now the run has completed. To analyze these results more and find out the performance bottlenecks of with your application, of course, we had all these key metrics, and of course, the details where I could go ahead and see if there were any test errors. Luckily, there were none for us right now. And the test execution went absolutely smooth and generated the load on our application. But if there are, you can download the report. So, what does it do? It's downloading from Azure and cloud and bringing it to your local database. When it brings to your local database, it imports it. So it's all yours now. It's very much. You can just play around with it, open the results right from here by clicking on the view report. There are various kind of beautiful charts and very detailed and descriptive and useful gets launched in front of you. So this is the summary. What's the summary? They're like test and information, slowest pages, slowest test, and all these information are there. You can just convert them in either HTML, right click save, either in HTML or maybe in the Word document, copy paste, send it to your management that this has been the progress of your, this is how the load test execution has proceeded, and this has the performance. To analyze the results more, there are like graphs over here where you can correlate various kind of data on the same graph. If there are any thresholds, if there are any errors, exceptions happening, you can dig deeper into it with the help of various screens. Well, we've analyzed the results and figured out the bottlenecks with our application and asked the developers to fix it, and we are all fixed. Now, we want to share these results with our colleagues or our teammates who are also our Visual Studio Online users of the same account. So they're also connected from the Team Explorer with the same webloadtest.visualstudio.com. This is currently my Visual Studio Online account. They're also connected with Visual Studio same account, and they go to the load test and there is a new functionality called Load Test Manager. If I click on the Load Test Manager, all the load tests executed by any of my colleague or the teammates, which are also part of Visual Studio Online, same user account, same account, will get listed over here, and I can simply go and click on any one of them and see the report. So these are a few of the old load tests which were created by me or some of my colleagues, and I could just go ahead and view the results, how I did for one of the tests which we had just created. Okay, I'm sure on top of your mind, the top ask will be, hey, how can I scale up? Will I be able to say, can you generate a load for 5,000 users? Can I generate a load for at some moment only 200 users? How do I get all the things on demand? Pretty easy. Again, with the help of only one setting. Believe me, is there any option in your today's environment where with only one setting change, which we are going to see, and you can get more infrastructure or as per your need? So you go to properties, and now you see a property called agent count. Total cores, which is currently mentioned as zero. So when it means zero, it just some do auto magic arithmetic and allocates the right number of agent cores for your run. But you can also go ahead and mention, hey, I need 20 cores. Give me 20 cores for my load test to be executed. In case you are finding some, hey, you need more resources than it is allocating, you can always go ahead and do it. So just change the setting and say save and hit the run again. That's simple. And it's just going to give you those many resources. Okay. So let me come back. So we are back and we are going to see what are the benefits of cloud load testing. So now, no need to set up your infrastructure and maintain it. That's the first point. Absolutely true. You just authored the test. You created the performance test and the load test as per your business needs. And just gave it to the load testing service, said, cloud load testing, execute this in cloud and give me the results back. And I also need them live, and which you got it in the Visual Studio. Second, on demand. You don't need to maintain them anymore now. For stress testing, if you wanted to perform with for 10,000 user load only once a year, you wanted say 10 more machines. Hey, what do I need with those? What do I do with those machines later on? I don't need them now. I don't need to get into these kind of problems anymore. Get infrastructure in cloud absolutely when you need it. Third point. Use the same load test project which you use for on-premises today. If you are on-premises load testing customer, you are ultimate customer and on-premises customer, just you can use the existing load test in cloud. Just change the setting, connect with Visual Studio Online, with your team foundation, with Team Explorer, and you'll be able to execute your existing load test in cloud. Of course, there are certain star marks around it, some certain of the properties which we support don't, but I'm sure all your load tests will finally work with some settings change. The fourth one is scale out easily in case of doing stress testing. Again, I need more cores. Just give me. That's how simple load testing in cloud is. Now, for any load testing activity, what is the primary motive? The primary motive of any load testing activity is, hey, I want to figure out performance bottleneck of my application. And I generated virtually all this user load to figure out what are the performance bottleneck which can arise when so many users come on my application and start using it. For that, I definitely need a 360 degree view of my application as well. This was the load testing activity going on with so many users. I want to see some of these application performance metrics code. What are the particular code where which is causing the performance bottlenecks? Can I drill down into it? Can I see the logs? Can I get into all these application details with help of a beautiful tool which is simple to use? Of course you have, which is Application Insights, which is also a new service from Visual Studio Online. So we'll talk about Application Insights, and I'll hand over the mic to my colleague Charles, who will take you through the experience of Application Insights. Chuck, handing it off to you.
Thank you very much, Manas. Sorry about that pause for a second. I was answering a couple of questions, lots of questions in the Q&A panel. That's great. Please keep them coming. Manas, there's a bunch out there for you. So we've taken a look at how a test team or somebody actually in the development, maybe pre-production, would go out and make sure that your application is ready for the capacity and the performance expectations that you guys have set. What I want to do is actually say, how do you take a look at what was happening on the servers? Maria was actually asking, how do I take a look at the performance counters for multiple servers, or maybe the exceptions, and all the way out into production? So I've passed my load tests, I put it in production. How do I know what's going out and then? And that is actually indeed what Application Insights is designed to solve, is to make sure that you can check your availability of your application, make sure that the application is performing and what's happening underneath of the hood, and then taking a look at how your customers are using the application while it's in production. So that way, in your next version of the development phase, you can cater the application to what your users are using, expecting, and wanting. So that's Application Insights. And again, we announced that November 13th, and we're still in private preview. So when you go to your Visual Studio Online account, you'll see a blue tile that says Try Application Insights. So getting right into the demo, share my screen. And you can see here's a load test, very similar to what Manus is running. I don't think this is the exact same one because I loaded this one from yesterday. But I have some traffic, I have some work that's being done. I want to go out and, now that I'm ready to go into production or even take a look at it, how do I reuse those assets? I'm going to go ahead and right-click on my application and choose Application Insights. This is actually an add-in that are going to be released in the next couple of weeks. That's going to make it easier for you to actually interact with Application Insights. Here's my Visual Studio Online account. Clicking on the blue tile, I now see a dashboard or a 360 view of my application itself. And what Manas was talking about was taking a look at the performance. You can see my performance is actually doing pretty good. The number of the transactions that were occurring while that load test was happening, and those big spikes that we're seeing, that is actually indeed the load test that was just running. What I can also see at this point is I can see my dependencies and which ones were taking the longest amount of time. I can then go out and look at my slowest requests, and lots of metadata here. Again, we don't have a lot of time for me to get into it, but if I wanted to take a look at the Xbox account register, I can then go ahead and take a look at the performance counters of what was happening of my application, just like what Maria was asking. Now, in order to have gotten this data, I do have an agent installed on that web server that's pushing that data into this online portal, my Visual Studio Online portal, the same portal that we're driving those load tests from, so pushing that data back out into it. Now, I talked about reusing those assets and making sure that my availability of my application was consistent with what my expectations were. So if I click on the availability, you'll see that I've got a bunch of different synthetic transactions, and I think this one here, let's wait for a second, not looking good. I actually, it looks like I'm failing most of these, and you can see I'm looking at them from about 16 different points of presence. Actually, that's not quite as many, so I must have deselected some of the geographies because they weren't important for this particular application. And what I can do is I can look at one of these failures and load those up, and I can actually see that the calls to the Xbox application were all working until I got to the account.register. I can even go ahead and open up that test result in Visual Studio, and that's the web test result that Manas had just recorded. Actually, in this case, it may have been a different one, but you get the idea. And what I can also do, going back into Application Insights, is I can add a new one, a new availability test. And you can see what it's going to do is it's going to run every 5 minutes. And I actually don't know if I need that much data. I'm going to go ahead and run it every 10 minutes. And in this case, I'm very interested in my London market. I'm going to do a launch. I'm going to do the rollout of the next game that we're looking at, specific to London. And I probably would want to even put in a London recording. So let's call this one the London availability or something like that. Click on browse. This is actually taking me directly to my Xbox load test. And I'm going to go ahead and choose on the Xbox Live scenario. And I want to make sure that that scenario is performant and available all the time from the London geography. Now, if I wanted to make sure that it was also available from Paris and Stockholm, I'm going to do that. Now, we're talking about this test is going to be running from those locations. So we're going to go ahead and at this point, probably even set up an alert. If I have two of these back-to-back web tests fail, I want to know about it, and I'm going to go ahead and send email to, well, let's not send to me, let's send to edblank@microsoft.com. At this point, I'm going to see in my portal that I've made a configuration change. That's what the green dots are at the bottom. And every 10 minutes in this case, I'm going to go out and run the web test that Manas just recorded and make sure that those pages are available and interact in the way that I wanted them to. So this is a very, very brief view of how to use Application Insights to look at your performance data, your performance counters. I didn't show the exceptions, but I think they were there and I could have actually drilled down into it. And if I'd open up an exception, I would have been presented with the option to open up an IntelliTrace and go into a real-time debug session from a change set that happened maybe a month ago. So I hope that answers a bunch of the questions I saw in the Q&A panel. And I wanted to get maintain or save some time for Q&A. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop my sharing. And going back to the slides at this point.
To use Cloud Load Testing, and also need to have an account with Visual Studio Online. Now, please remember there is a single URL to get started. It's aka.ms/loadtfs. You can visit this blog post, basically points to a blog post which has all such information, getting started video, getting started guide, troubleshooting guide, any other blockers if you might face, all those information listed over there to help you out in one shot. Now, I also see a question coming. What all kind of applications can I load test with the help of Cloud Load Testing? You can load test any application which is available on the internet. Also, you get 15,000 user minutes free every month for Visual Studio Online account. I'm sure the people who have been using it and have been part of our early adopters were getting far more. But now if you go ahead and register for Visual Studio Online account, you'll get 15,000 user minutes. For any of the problems which you face, in case, I'm sure you will not, but in case you get, we are ready to help you out. You can contact Visual Studio Online support, as well as you can directly contact the team which takes care of the product development of Cloud Load Testing. The alias is, the email address is vsoloadtest@microsoft.com. You can directly reach us. Before we proceed further, I would still like to mention once more aka.ms/loadtfs is the URL to get rest of the information. Few of the recommendations and references are also there. Case studies and few of the famous customers using it, how Visual Studio Online or the Team Foundation Service itself uses it regularly. And you can find all these links on aka.ms/loadtfs. With this, I would like to thank you, all of you, coming and attending this webinar and listening to us. And we are open to any of the questions which you have for us.
Thanks, Manas. Thanks, Chuck, for a great presentation. We can probably start answering some of the questions out loud. So if you guys want to go ahead and take some of those questions and read them out loud, we can address them, whatever ones you find most important. One of our moderators on the back end, Matt, also suggests that if you do have any questions that you didn't get answered today, you can feel free to email vsoloadtest@microsoft.com, and we'll go ahead and answer those questions at the end of the session. I will go ahead and type that email address in the Q&A window so you guys have it. Again, apologies for the problems with the handout. We're getting that fixed, but it's simply the link to the Visual Studio website. So go ahead and check that out. And what I'm going to actually do is pass it back to you, Manas, and you can go ahead and read some questions out loud if you like, ones that you think would be helpful to highlight. And we've got about 10 minutes left, so we've got 10 minutes Q&A. Please continue to submit those questions. Manas, back to you.
There are a bunch of questions coming around, and I would like to answer them. Can you load test internal web applications? So currently, we can only load test the public endpoints. But yes, many of our customers have opened their firewall or these applications and allowed the traffic from East US data center. This is the data center where load testing service is currently hosted, and we generate the load from East US data center. If you are under a firewall and if you want to use the service probably for the test environments and all, you can open up for the IP range of East US data center of Azure, and you can just easily get it on internet, the IP range for East US data center. So this is like a bunch of customers which have been using these kind of ideas. Yes. The next question is there any some way to collect the performance counters from application servers under stress when using the cloud load test service? Absolutely great question. And so currently you can do it with the help of the integration which we have shown, that there is an application insights where you can go ahead and monitor, and there is a load testing service where you can see the load testing data. And you also saw our roadmap. It is the top ask from a customer, and I hope you get it pretty soon. This kind of integration where you could be able to see load test as well as the application data both together on the same dashboard. Yeah, you can sign up free for Visual Studio Online today. It's a quick process which you can just go ahead and do it, which will just require a couple of steps, and you will be getting started with executing your load test in cloud. User minutes are, there is one question, are user minutes shareable? So user minutes are currently not shareable. They are associated with a particular Visual Studio Online account. Also, it's on the monthly basis. You get 15,000 user minutes. You cannot pass on the free user minutes to the next month. So you either you consume it or they will get elapsed. Yes, good question. How are your user minutes distributed among the virtual users? So user minutes is actually calculated per run. How it is calculated? Simple math. And it's available on all our Getting Started experiences and the documentation. User minutes is user load multiplied by duration of the run, which is in minutes. What's the user load? The max user load which you intend to apply on your application during the load run. So you just multiply these two factors and you should get a virtual user minutes of your run. Now for a month you have say 15,000 free user minutes. You can execute load runs in the cloud, each of them having certain user minutes. You accumulate, aggregate all of them, sum them up, and that should be coming out on 15,000. For more, you can always go ahead and enable the billing and pay for more and start using it. So that nothing stops you, and it's a very, very first class experience of you going ahead and purchasing more user minutes, using it, and the bill gets generated for you as anyhow any Azure bill gets generated. Yes, 2012. So the question is VS 2013 downward compatible? Yes. So the scripts generated in 2012 can be reused in 2013. Somebody asked, are we going to have a recording for this webinar for later viewing? Yes, we are going to have this. Somebody used yes, one person asked the question, are we still limited to LAN connection simulator when testing in the cloud? Currently, yes. You can only use the LAN for cloud load testing. For rest of the network scenarios, we have to still enable them for cloud load testing. One gentleman asked, can you pull out the counters for applications which are non-.NET based? Yes, you can very well do for Java applications as well. And Chuck, the Charles Sterling, my friend, can help you out more over there. And you can as well execute the load test because for any kind of application, because all it needs is an URL which is available on internet, and those agents or the users, the virtual users, start hitting that application with the help of that URL, start sending the HTTP request, and those HTTP request gets a response. This is all is needed for executing a load test. Yes, I'll put up the URL again over here. Let me just show it on the screen as well for all of you to see. It's aka.ms/loadtfs. Also, you can contact us as VSO, that is Visual Studio Online, VSO loadtest@microsoft.com. One gentleman asked, where can I get the pricing information for using more than 15,000 user minutes? You can just visit our Getting Started Experience or Visual Studio Online website and you'll be able to get it. Let me just post it here as well if you want.
All right, thanks, Manas. Now we're actually going to kick it over to Chuck, give Chuck some time to answer some questions and finish things off with application insights. So, Chuck, over to you.
Great, thank you very much. You know, I'm looking at these questions, and I think I've run the queue dry, but I'll certainly pick up the last couple that I happen to have seen. And Manas, if you wanted to shout out the ones, actually, we can't talk at the same time, so if you could someone put it in IM and the ones I may have missed, that'd be great. But I saw the one where I want to actually monitor my application. Does it have to be visible like it does for a cloud-based load testing? And the answer is it depends. There are three different types of monitoring that Application Insights does. One is an outside-in for availability. I am running not just like the load test, but I am running the load test agent from 16 points of presence around the planet from an outside in to look at your application and make sure that it's available in a from a synthetic transaction. Those certainly do have to be visible if you want to do availability testing. So that's one type of monitoring that we do. We also do usage testing. So I have a, you know, a Windows Phone application or a Windows Store application. Does that phone or does that Windows Store, does that have to be visible? Can I have to be able to ping it? No. As I'm going through and clicking on buttons and whatnot, those markers will go out from the phone out to Visual Studio Online, and I can actually take a look at the usage. Also, the reliability and the performance charts that I showed, those two do not need to be visible. So I have an application that is an internal website, and I want to do the monitoring of the exceptions and the reliability as far as did all of my transactions happen within a certain amount of time as far as performance. That those websites do not need to be visible, but I can still do the performance monitoring, the reliability monitoring. So three services, availability, usage, and reliability and performance. I know that I said four there, but the last two are actually both using Microsoft Monitoring Agent, and they behave the same way, and they work the same way. So as far as visibility, external visibility, it depends is the answer. I'm trying to look at some of the other questions that were asked of my queue. The one that I saw that just came in a little while ago is, hey, I am building my application in a on-premise version of Team Foundation Server. Do I have to put it in Visual Studio Online to actually use monitoring? Absolutely not. You can go ahead and monitor your application even though it is checked in and is built and you do version control and you do all of the work item tracking from an on-premise. You can go ahead and monitor all aspects of it from an online account to a TFS built or on-premise built application. So great question there. So actually, Manas has got another one here for me. Does App Insights support RUM? I believe that is sort of a user usage scenario, and that's exactly what I was talking about, where I can go out and take a look at what my users are doing. So if I go out and install the Java SDK or the JavaScript in my applications, I know what page did they go to. I know what operating system they're using, what browser they're using, what geography they came from, what page did they go to next, and how did they get there. So absolutely, we do support that. And there's two ways of getting that information. One is a line of JavaScript that you can add. I've got videos on that. I've got blog posts on that. Or you actually can use a SDK and a NuGet package and actually put it in my application as if it were such as a Windows Phone application. It's a great question, Manas. Thank you very much for pulling that back out. Here's another one, I think. Has App Insights been updated to allow collecting custom perf counters? That is something that we actually, I believe we just put in the last sprint. So, George, great question. And that is something that we just did. I don't know that I put the directions down on it. So if that was you that was looking at a little while ago, I think I still owe you those directions, but that is enabled. I was just talking to Vitaly, who owns the Microsoft Monitoring Agent. That was one of the other questions, was what is MMA? That stands for Microsoft Monitoring Agent. And that ca the capability has been added. So yes, we can do custom perf counters. I know one of the other questions that was asked is, can I monitor my SQL server? Okay, so Application Insights is very much an application-centric view of your app. So I will see every call that you make in every SQL server that we have dependencies on, how long do those calls take, but I will not see like the SQL.exe process, how much process time that takes, how much memory your SQL server is taking, or what is the leaf count for my index. This is actually not meant for infrastructure monitoring, it's meant for application monitoring. So other things in that scope, I won't see the temperature of my CPUs for my HP telemetry as well, because that's not something that you'd normally look at from a application point of view. See if I can see any others. Both .NET technology. So what this gentleman, it's Matt, looks like he's asking, Matt McGee was saying, hey, I've got applications both built in .NET and Java. Can I actually go ahead and monitor both of those? And the answer is absolutely. We have a Java SDK for Java applications that will go out and give me all of that same sort of performance information, execution information, as if it were a .NET application. So if you take a look at Application Insights, add application, you say it's a server application and it's built on Java, we'll actually download the correct binaries for you to instrument your application. So I think my queue is dry at that point, unless I'm missing others. There's lots and lots of load test questions for Manas, and I'll leave those with him. Otherwise, Matt Most said, I think we're ready to close off.
Sounds great, Chuck. Thanks for answering those questions, and thanks to Manas for a great presentation as usual, Chuck. Again, there's been a lot of questions about the slides and the recordings. We'll follow up by email. We have your email. We're going to send a thank you email out, including those two items. Again, if you didn't get your question answered today online by Chuck or Manas, please visit or please email your question to the address posted earlier today. That address again is vsloadtest@microsoft.com.